They don't have any, well, he don't tend to the crops anymore anyhow, trying to the rest of
well, he's pretty busy.
Yeah, well, he gets around, he busses around there, seeing what's going on, but you don't see him doing much work.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that's
he's in a pitiful case. Yeah. He's a pitiful case. But well, a year ago, we didn't think he'd be alive.
You didn't? Well, mine? I didn't know that.
No, he was in hospital now for a long
time. Oh, mine? Well, he seems to be pretty well now.
Yes, he seems to be better. Mm-hmm. And her daughter, their son, they have a son that's very bad, too. Same business up in Golconda. Because they were down here, East Chapter, their daughter's, is his wife, and she was down here Chapter the other night. That's Eastern Star.
Mm-hmm. His daughter's over there. He has two daughters there. Oh.
One in Golconda.
Oh, I
Helen.
Thought, oh.
Helen teaches school. You may never seen her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a character, isn't she? She can talk for you.
Is she the one that's quit teaching and is not going to work in Chicago for something?
No, well, that's her daughter.
Huh?
That's her daughter.
Well, her daughter. Oh. By the way, he told me about that.
Well, she's teaching and making good, but she gets much more at this other.
Yeah.
Right, but Helen herself, she talks very loud and very emphatic in whatever she says or does.
Never met her.
But she's there at 4 o'clock. I guess her school is out at 3. I think she has one of the lower grades. But if she's there when she comes in, you'll never know her. Now, the other girl's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Both the other girls are. More like their mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, who is the man that's up there?
Mr. One of the finest men. Then that young man is the this woman's daughter. That tall one's daughter, the tall.
Yeah,
the daughter.
Okay. Oh, a very tall one, yes.
Yeah.
Nice
mm-hmm.
boy. But the other
boy.
Man, what's it, the man in the place?
He's the undertaker.
Oh.
See, Mr. Himself can't do that work anymore.
Well, Mr. Was he married to one of Ben's daughters?
No, he
not
just,
related at all to
no,
him.
No relation. Oh. He just lives a block above.
Mm-hmm.
Because his wife's our noble grand aunt, this Rebecca's.
Don't you feel all right now?
Yes, I'm all right. Couldn't be any more worse sitting here just as uncomfortable as I can sit. Not very much grace about it, but sometimes I'm sitting here.
If you wanted to borrow some money, what would you say? Would you give me a loan? I'd like to borrow, or what?
Well, yes, I'd just tell me. Conditions, so could he lend me a few dollars or something?
You'd say land.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might say borrow. Either one, either word, take the place of the other one.
Mm-hmm. And if he said, why, yes, if you got the credit, what would you say? I'm much, very much obliged?
Yes, well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you, because it'll help me more.
And then he'd say, don't mention it?
No, I wouldn't say mention it. Not mm-hmm. mention it, because you tell it, then be sure to. You know, I don't believe in credit. I don't go in credit for nothing.
No.
I had it, and as I think I told you, once before, and the bank failed, and we lost what we had there. And we just had a few little bills. Fortunately, it was nearly near enough the earliest front of the month that we didn't have much. But after that, it was cash or nothing.
Hmm.
Well, I was saved or saved.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Bruner Bank.
Hmm?
Brown and Bruner Bank down here on
mm-hmm.
corner 3rd and Ferry.
Oh.
Everybody thought they were just